Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our good friend Lennox Cornwall back on the show. Lennox has become a great member of our Brain Trust. He's a business consultant extraordinaire, former corporate banker, and he owns a franchise now. He's a franchise owner of a small business and doing a lot of work around his new book called Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. I love that title. It's a great book. I encourage you to check it out, ladies and gentlemen. Wherever books are sold, right, Lennox?
Absolutely. Amazon.com is always a good option. And yep. You can get it straight from the website, too, lennoxcornwall.com.
In the last segment, we talked about the dangers of getting comfortable with your success and what we're primarily talking about is not necessarily getting comfortable with your overall success as much as getting comfortable with things that you think are working and you'd like and in your mind you'd like for them to work forever when we all know they're not going to. One of the challenges you have these days, Lennox, is competitive pressure is not just coming from your competitors. Competitive pressure is coming from places you never thought would happen, you know, and that's one of the challenges you got with getting too comfortable. Another thing that you're working on these days is learning how to reward failure among your employees. Now, that's pretty counterintuitive there, Lennox. Tell us about that.
It is, or at least it seems so at first. Let me first talk about the dangers of actually not rewarding. The dangers of not embracing, you know, failure in the workplace as part of the workplace. Now, if you look at any business culture that's too afraid to fail, that business is doomed to fail for several reasons. We talked already about the pace of change. That's not going to slow down. It's only going to speed up. Change requires creativity, and those who are too afraid to fail are certainly not creative people, and they don't take the risk necessary to actually create the change that's going to be a success for the business. So that's the first thing. The second one would be organizations that are afraid of failing tend to promote based on who has failed the least. Well, guess what? The person who's made the least mistake is also slight the least and is the least creative. So that organization is deemed to fail because its leadership is going to be very stagnant leadership. And the third one, Jim, is that we've already talked about is staying relevant, which again, as I said, you do a great job of explaining in your book. Now, to switch that around, let's look at some situations in which failure has been a phenomenal success. Everybody knows 3M. 3M is one of the biggest corporations on the planet. It's got one of the biggest products on the planet, and that's the Post-it note. Very few people, however, realize that the Post-it note was a massive failure. When I was researching my book, Embracing Failure, Key to Success, I actually got to interview senior management for 3M in England. Way back when now, but one of the things I learned was that a scientist at 3M was trying to create the strongest possible glue to use in a particular application. And then he came out with this insipid stuff, which is the glue on the Post-it note. Well, that was a massive failure. There was a lot of research and development money that was going south.
Right.
Now, one of his colleagues took that and started to actually paste it on paper and use it and stick it everywhere. Well, the secretaries of 3M got so excited about using these that when the senior management tried to scrap them, there was an absolute riot from the secretarial staff, and they adopted it and then turned it into a product. So that was phenomenal. Now, one of the things that 3M did, so this is the second point, to actually create that success from the failure was cross-departmental collaboration. So the guy who decided that this was something he could use on pieces of paper was in a separate department from the guy who actually developed the glue, the failed glue. And then the third thing, which again 3M is very good at doing is having a very large R&D budget. Now, what is an R&D budget if it is not a budget that allows one to test things and fail at things? And if you look at the best companies on the planet, they're the ones who allow things to be tested, whether it's the marketing, whether it's marketing copy, or trying to launch a passenger rocket to the moon.
But you know, Lennox, even companies that don't have R&D, even companies that aren't experimenting with things, should allow their employees some latitude to do a little bit of experimenting. And then they have to be, but when they do, and when things don't work out as they hope, because most experiments don't, their employees have to believe that you're going to say, okay, what did we learn? Not you're fired. And that's an environment that you've got to create if you're going to have what you're talking about. The whole thing you're talking about here, Lennox, is having a culture of innovation, aren't you?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. And one of the things you can do, Jim, to actually foster that is to have an idea school. And the idea of an idea school is not new. Yep. But the way I'm suggesting we have it is new. Typically, you know, you have an idea school, the idea goes into the production, it's successful, the employee gets rewarded. What I'm suggesting is that we should reward the employees financially.
Right.
For an idea that senior management believes is worthy of further investigation.
I think that's a good idea. Lennox, I got to wrap it up. I got to end our visit here. As you know how this works. LennoxCornwall.com, folks, is the website. The book is called Embracing Failure, Your Key to Success. Lennox, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Sounds good, Jim.
See you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.